The JoLynn Braley Show, Episode 4, Get Real Number 1. What are your results? Hello and welcome. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and this is the JoLynn Braley Show. Join me as I go beyond the food to the real issue, your mindset. Remember, mindset is 90% of the game of achieving struggle-free permanent success with your weight. Diet and exercise is only 10%. Find out more at fearlessfatloss.com, and while you're there, grab my free 5-day e-course as a bonus. Today's show is a Let's Get Real episode. Each month, what I'll be doing is giving you at least one Get Real episode, so you'll have at least 12 of these during this year. Now, why would I want to do any Get Real episodes for you? That's because the fact is that nothing will ever change for you until you do something different to get different results. Talking about it just doesn't cut it. Now, there are also a few other reasons why it is so important to get real with yourself. This is a very important topic, and one that I would not even take the time to do with you if it wasn't that important. Another reason why it's so important for you to get real with yourself now, not tomorrow, not a week from now, not a year from now, but now, is because if you continue to live in denial about your current state of struggle with food and with your weight and your current results that you're getting, and that struggle, along with the results you're living, is causing you frustration, stress, and pain, then your self-denial will just keep that river of frustration, stress, and pain flowing, and that doesn't feel good. Also, we are still in the front end of this new year, this brand new year of 2013, and you do still have a chance to make big changes this year in your mind, body, and your life to truly make 2013 your year to shine. Now, another reason it is so important to get real with yourself is because you must know where you are starting in order to get to where you are going. So, let's imagine if you wanted to take a trip to Mexico to lay on the beach and soak up the sun, all while in your ideal body, in your fun, cute, sexy bikini, feeling fine and feeling great in your own skin. Now, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? And now we're going off on a trip. Now, just imagine, though, what would that feel like if you were actually living that result in your life right now, feeling that good in your own skin that you could easily lay on the beach without any worry of what others may or may not be thinking about you and your body. Now, what I just described to you there is a result of living with struggle-free weight loss, which comes as a result of a weight loss mindset. Okay, now let's get back to getting real with what you're living actually in your reality today. So what if you were about to take that trip to Mexico and you're going to fly there? Well, you'd need to call up reservations or go online to book your flight, right? And before you can book your flight, you have to know where you want to go, which is Mexico. Also, you must know where you are starting from, so you need to know which airport you're flying out of. That way, you can book your flight from the place you are starting from and go to the place you are going to. You can pay for your ticket, pack your bags, make sure and pack your cute, sexy bikini. Get on that plane, lay on the beach, have fun, soak up the rays, relax, enjoy yourself, and then also have a fun trip back home. Now, in this example that I gave you, the airport you are flying out of is your current mind and body. Those are your results that you're living today. That's where you need to get real with yourself now so that you are able to then get to Mexico. Mexico is a place that you would love to be, where you have completely transformed yourself on the inside, where you have a weight loss mindset which results in your ideal body without struggle. That means that you're able to live a healthy and fit lifestyle without forcing yourself, without beating up on yourself, without using willpower. Of course, you have to take action. There are certain things that come with living a healthy and fit lifestyle, but you're able to do those things without any big drama, stress, or struggle. Now, your flight in this example is how you get to your ideal body so that you can transform on the inside and have an easy time releasing the fat. Today's call is about the airport you need to know where it is in order to fly out of it. And that airport includes your current FAT mindset. FAT are your fear attracting thoughts. That FAT mindset is a perfect match to overweight behaviors and an overweight body. And today's call is about the results you are living in your body and your behaviors as a result of that mindset. And again, the huge, massive value in getting real with yourself right now is so that you get yourself out of any denial space that you're in so that you can move forward and then take that trip to Mexico. Take that trip to the place where it's no longer a big deal for you to live healthy and fit, where you're able to release the excess fat from your body and do it without struggle, which of course means that you need to get a weight loss mindset. So, let's get real and start out with looking at your results. And you want to get out paper and pen for this. Do not use a keyboard, because if you do that, you will completely miss out on the connection that occurs between your hand, your mind, and your heart. So, as you make a list of the results that you are currently living today in your mind, body, and your life, notice that these results are results of your current mindset, which is an FAT mindset. And how you know you have an FAT mindset is by your results. You are struggling with your weight and you don't like the results that you're living. Okay, so getting real with yourself with the results that you've got right now. Let's start out with your weight. That's a pretty easy one. What exactly is your weight? Write that down. When is the last time you weighed yourself? What date did you do that? Do you hide from the scale out of fear? Or do you obsessively weigh yourself every day? So write all that down, your weight, how often you weigh yourself, and write down how you feel about this. How does this make you feel with the results you're living right now with your weight, and also the behaviors you have around that, what that means to you? Okay, now these are results that you're living today. Also, what do you see in the mirror? And do you like what you see? These are also results, so write this down. What exactly do you see in the mirror? Do you like what you see? How does it make you feel to look in the mirror at your own body? When is the last time you looked at yourself naked in a full-length mirror? After all, that is your body that you're living in. It's not anyone else's. So what would stop you from completely looking at what you've got? You're the only one that can do that. And what size clothes do you wear right now? Or do you only wear stretch pants in order to avoid knowing the actual size you are? All of these results, all of these outcomes that you're currently living in your life, these are a result of your current mindset. Also, fear, avoidance, guilt, shame, stress, anxiety, worry, obsessiveness about food, about your weight, about what other people may or may not think of you. These are all symptoms of your current FAT mindset. So you want to write all of these things down. These are all current results that you're living. Keeping in mind, again, why are you doing this? You're doing this so that you can get clear on which airport you would need to fly out of in order to get to Mexico. And Mexico is a place where you're living in your ideal body because you already took the flight to get a weight loss mindset, and it's easy for you then to release that excess fat and keep it off. Until you get honest with yourself, though, about the results that you're living right now, it's going to be very difficult for you to ever get to Mexico, because you're never going to buy a ticket to get there. Because when you tell yourself that everything is okay and things aren't that bad, when for you the truth is that you're very unhappy with the results you're living right now, if you keep telling yourself that things are okay and then you just talk about how you want to lose weight someday, well, what happens with someday is that someday turns into 2014 and then 2016 and then 2018 and 20 years from now. It just keeps going. All those years add up, all of the New Year's resolutions to lose weight add up, and all along that way, you're still not happy with where you're at. When, if you take the time right now to get honest with you, with your results, and with what you are living in your life, then you've got a chance to make a decision for yourself. Do you really like the results you're living? And then make the decision of, hey, what do I need to do to change this? And I can share with you right now that what you need to do is you do need to get a weight loss mindset if you are in struggle with food and your weight today and you don't like the results you're living. Once you change that mindset that you've got, that's 90% of the game. Then the 10%, the diet and exercise, that'll be easy for you. It just won't be any big deal. That's the way Kelly describes it. And she's one of the graduates of the Inner Self Diet. That's my step-by-step proven system to struggle-free permanent weight loss through a weight loss mindset. And she describes it as she just no longer worries about it. She lives healthy and fit. She knows the excess fat's coming off. Several pounds have already come off, and she's dropped at least 10 pounds already. It might be 15. And it's just not a big deal for her to do that. That all comes with the weight loss mindset. But first, you've got to get real with where you are right now before you can even get to that point that she is at. Now, some other things to look at for yourself, other results that you may be currently living. How often do you worry about your weight and allow it to hold you back in your life? And a way to get very specific with this is look at what exactly would you be doing in your life right now if you were at your ideal weight? What exactly would you be doing? Would you be dating? If you're already married, would you be having a better sex life in your marriage? Would you have sex with the lights on? When you're married, that's a very important part of your relationship, is how you connect physically. What about your work life? If you were at your ideal weight right now and you felt great in your own skin, would you be taking action towards your dream job, or would you be starting your own business? Or if you already have your own business, where would you be at in that business if you felt 100% confident about you, if you had 100% belief in you? What exactly would you be doing in your life right now if you were at your ideal weight, which means being at your ideal weight without struggle, which means you would have a weight loss mindset, and there are so many side results, side benefits of a weight loss mindset. Feeling great in your own skin, 100% confident, feeling unstoppable, feeling fantastic. All of these results come with that mindset. And then what else would you do as a result of feeling that wonderful about yourself? Would you move? Maybe you're living in a place right now that is not your favorite place to be. Would you move? Maybe you would be speaking up in your relationships or in your work. Would you feel so good in your own skin that you would no longer have fear of criticism, and therefore you would truly be doing what you've always wanted to do in your life, but you've been too afraid to do it up until this point? You felt too insecure, too afraid, and those insecurities and fears, what you do with those is you go to the food and attempt to quell them, but all that does is just gives you more weight to deal with. So these are all results. Write these down. Maybe you have a pattern right now of getting into subpar relationships. If you felt fantastic about you, if you had the weight loss mindset that would give you struggle-free, permanent weight loss, you were feeling fantastic in your own skin, fully confident about you, then what kind of relationships would you be living with today? What would you be out there doing today? Now, the opposite of these specific things that you're writing down that you would be out there doing in your life right now if you were in the body of your dreams and you had the mindset of your dreams, which means that you would feel just absolutely wonderful about yourself. These other results that you're living right now that are the opposite of these results you'd like to have are results of an FAT mindset. So write them down if you're living them. If you're living with work that you don't really enjoy, then that's a result of an FAT mindset. The excess weight that you have on your body is just a symptom of everything else. And all of those everything else's have a root, and once that root is healed, then you are able to move forward in your life in all areas and also release the excess physical fat, which is very exciting, isn't it? So if you're not going for your dream career, if you're not going for your dream business, if you're not making your current relationship even better or leaving a subpar relationship and getting out there and dating, if all of these results that you are living in your life right now, which are all results of the current mindset you have, then just notice that that current mindset, it's also a match to the excess fat on your body. What's exciting about that is that once you do transform on the inside, then the body is easy to change on the outside, and then all of these other results will shift for you also. Now, other results that you can look at and write down right now so that you can get real with yourself about the results you're living right now in your mind, your body, and your life. What about your eating habits? Do you binge? Do you stuff? Do you overeat? Do you eat when you're not even physically hungry? Do you compulsively overeat? Do you obsess about food? So write all of these results down on your paper. And then what about the amount of time that you spend searching for a cure? Which what most people do is they're searching for another diet to do, a mainstream diet, which is the type of diet that tells you how to eat. Remember, how you eat and exercise is only 10% of the solution if what you really want is struggle-free permanent weight loss. So exactly how many hours a day do you search online for the latest and greatest diet? How many years have you been on the hamster wheel of diets, losing weight, regaining it, feeling stress about it? How many years have you been doing that? And exactly how many times in your life have you lost weight only to regain it again? So write all these results down on your paper. If you're only listening to me right now and you're not writing these things down on your paper, then ask yourself what exactly is stopping you. Because this is your opportunity. This is your life. This is your opportunity to get real with yourself. And the reason for doing this, again, is so that you can take that trip to Mexico and get to the place where you are living with struggle-free permanent weight loss, which means that you need to get a weight loss mindset. Before you do that, though, you need to realize for yourself, hey, what kind of results are you living right now? Maybe what you'll find by doing this exercise is that the results that you're living right now are not even what you thought they were. Maybe you're not having a challenge with food or with your weight. Maybe you only thought you were. And if you find that out, then that's a good thing, right? So the thing is that it's very easy to get caught up in your day-to-day do this life and keep going with your current mindset and your current results. So you have to ask yourself, now that you've looked at all of your results that you're getting, and actually we could go even deeper into this, but that would make for a much, much, much longer show today, and I don't want to do that because I'm keeping these shows very short. But you got to ask yourself, do you like the results you're getting? All of these results that you're living right now are results of an FAT mindset, and they also impact your mindset also impacts your connection to source energy, your belief in yourself, whether or not you're feeling stressed out all the time, insecure, anxious. It even affects your financial life. I mean, just imagine if you were feeling 100% about you, 100% confident, fully rocking the world of you, feeling great in your own skin, how much better would your financial life be? What would possibly stop you from really going for it in your life? And if you are like my inspiring clients that I work with, then you already do have some success in your life. You already are succeeding in at least your business life, maybe even in your relationships, but look at how much better could things be if you felt fantastic in your own skin. And if you really had the mindset that would support not only you getting the body you want, but also getting the life that you want. What's interesting about this too is that because you are already successful in your life in some ways, especially with your work life, maybe or maybe not with your relationships, but this amount of success that you do have, it makes you feel even more frustrated with your weight because you can't help but ask yourself, how can I be so smart and successful but still be struggling with my weight? So this is very important that you really get real with yourself right now. Write down all of the results, pen on paper, that you're getting in your life now so that you can look at them and say, hey, do I like what I'm creating? Do I like the results I'm living? And then the next question, if you don't like it, okay, then what exactly am I going to do to change it? And you could write that down too. What exactly are you doing right now? What are the results that you're getting with the actions that you're taking to actually make core transformation within you? Do you even know how to get a weight loss mindset? If you're like most people, you don't know how to do that because it's very hard for you to be objective with yourself. That's how it is for everyone. That's how it is for me. That's how it is for all people. That's why it's so beneficial to work with a professional who can be objective for you, and especially if they're highly skilled in helping you get to the root of what has been stopping you from achieving struggle-free success with your weight. So ask yourself, okay, you're looking now at all of these results that you're living. You've written them all down on your paper. Do you like them? If you don't like them, then what exactly are you doing to change this? If you don't know how to change it, then what exactly are you going to do right now so that you can get the solution to release this struggle in your life? Especially when you look at, is this something that just hovers around you most of the time? Do you always have it in the back of your mind, these thoughts about how you're eating, what other people may or may not think about your weight? Is it a constant cloud hovering about you, never leaving and always lurking about? And what's interesting about that is you can see that all of these current results that you're living in your life, they do reach far beyond your body, and they infiltrate all areas of your life. And you might wonder why this is. Well, is because your mindset precedes all of your results. And how can you possibly leave your mindset out of any area of your life? Is it ever possible, even for 5 minutes, to hang up your mindset and leave it in the closet and just leave it there, even for 5 minutes? Can you do that with your body? Can you leave your body out of your life? Don't you need to have your mind and body no matter what you're doing? So just imagine if you could have the mindset and then also the body that you would truly love to have, and then you were to take that into your work life, take that into your relationships, take that out onto the beach. I mean, what kind of life would you be living right now? How would that feel? How good would you feel? How excited would you be to get out of bed each morning if you could actually be living those results instead of the results that you've written down on your paper? Okay, now let's take a quick commercial break. There's a free bonus waiting for you right now, and it will help you discover what's really been holding you back from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. You can go to fearlessfatloss.com/show-bonus, and there you can grab my free 5-day e-course right now. Or you can simply go to the homepage of fearlessfatloss.com, enter your first name and email address in the sign-up box there, and you'll also get your free 5-day e-course. And what that e-course will help you do is very in-depth to help you clearly answer the question, is your mindset fit or F-A-T? It's absolutely a paradigm shift, and it will even go further beyond your getting real exercise that you did here today. All right, now a couple questions of the day for you. You also want to write these down on paper. I actually already covered them, but just to be very clear, the first question you want to ask yourself is, do I like these results I'm living today? Number two question, what exactly am I doing right now to change these results? And number three, what exactly do you want instead? What are the results that you would love to have in your mind, in your body, in your life, instead of the results you're living now? And maybe you're like Dave. Maybe you'd love to have the results that Dave is living. He's another graduate of the Inner Self Diet, and he has dropped 90 pounds without struggle. He's now running 4 to 5 times a week, and he actually enjoys doing it. Maybe you'd like to have those kind of results. Or maybe you'd love the results that Candy is living. In her words, she said that she came to me for a weight loss cure, and what she got was a life cure, and she got struggle-free weight loss along with that. So maybe you'd like to have those results. Maybe you'd love to feel absolutely fantastic in your own skin and feel great about being seen out in the world. Okay, also, I want to give a quick shout out here, and this is something that I'm doing each week on the JoLynn Braley Show, and here's how you can get in on this. Go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com and click like on that Facebook page. You've got to click the like button. This doesn't work if you click like on any of the posts on there, but click the like button to like the whole page. And each week what I'm doing is giving a shout out to all the new likes on the page. It's a lot of fun. And the way you can do that again is go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com and just click like to like that Facebook page. This week's shout outs go out to E.K., Amelia, Jackie, Jill, Molly, Tanya, Tara, Gina, thanks so much for liking the page. It's great that you guys are here. Also, Sally, Jimmy, Pamela, Elise, Vicky, Sherry, Jackie, and Jenta. So thank you so much, you guys. It's a lot of fun to acknowledge you and say hi. Thanks so much for liking the page. And once again, for those of you listening, if you haven't already liked the page, you can do that at thejolynnbraleyshow.com. Okay, now on today's show, again, this was a Get Real episode, and it's pretty serious, and it's very important, because this is an especially good time to do this for yourself, because we still are at the start of this new year. Otherwise, if what you do is you just keep talking about how you want to lose weight, then if you're not able to take the actions to follow through to do that, and you're really not being honest with yourself about the real results that you're living in your life and how much they bother you, then you're going to get to the end of this year and still be in that same hamster wheel of diets, and you're going to be making another New Year's resolution to lose weight. And, you know, you can look at for yourself, how has that worked for you? Do you really like the results that you get from that? Also on today's show, you learn that you must know where you are starting in order to get to where you're going. You also learn that nothing will change until you do something different. Different actions yield different results. Just talking about it, well, that doesn't cut it for you. You've got to do something different if you want to get different results in your life. And you also learn that the way to get to where you want to be is to be completely honest with yourself, which means getting real with you, so that then you can make the necessary changes to get a weight loss mindset. That way, once you have that mindset, it will be struggle-free and easy for you to release the excess physical fat. You'll be able to live healthy and fit without drama, stress, or deprivation. And remember, the fastest path to lasting transformation comes when you simply do the steps that others have already done, others who are already living the results that you want to live. So be sure to go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and like our Facebook page. You'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. Also, if you're subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. On next week's show, on January 31st, what that is going to be about, the topic is, what's the verdict? Do New Year's resolutions to lose weight really work? And this show is for you, especially if you did make a New Year's resolution to lose weight, and if you found that you could not keep it, then what can you do now to move forward? All right, this is Jolynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and you've been listening to The Jolynn Braley Show. Go to fearlessfatloss.com to learn more about struggle-free permanent weight loss and grab your free 5-day e-course while you're there. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.